Hello. Crazy. Mauro said he sent you CDs, you left them?
Put them in.
Can I put them in? Okay.
There was a guy in the millionaire in America, his name was Ranzoni. Ranzoni, he invented macaroni, spaghetti, pasta. He came to America. Sure. And I came to America in 1970, first time the whole America was Ranzoni.
Ranzoni pasta.
The Italian guy, probably Jewish, he doesn't know he's Jewish. And he came to America. Started with the pasta, with the pizza, with the macaroni. When he had a Yetzer Hara, he wanted to sing in the opera. He had a Yetzer Hara. He had the voice of a crow. He didn't know how to read notes. But he became a billionaire those days. He bribed the people in Rome. And finally was able to get the permission to sing in the opera. And for the Italian people those days, it was a big thing. You know, an Italian guy came to America and became so rich and very popular in America. So they made, true story, it's not a joke. They made notes, signs all over Rome. Ranzoni is going to sing in the opera. So not only became a millionaire, he became a singer. You know, and he left Rome, he couldn't even talk. So he got over there and he started to, he came with his wife. We gave him an honor, came to the opera, he sang. After a few songs, he hears the audience say, again. He told his wife, finally, you see, all the years I tried and I learned the notes, they love me. She said, no, you don't understand, you didn't hear. They say, try again. It's a true story. So we'll try again tonight about Haggadah Shel Pesach. Maybe this year we'll do it right. And maybe this year we have the Mashiach.
Amen.
People like to think the most important part in Leil HaSeder, of course, is the wine and the matzah and maror. Of course, matzah makes sense because it says in the Torah, "Be'erev tochlu matzot." This is a mitzvah from Hashem to eat matzah. Maror, in time of Bet Hamikdash, we had to have maror together with a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach, together with the matzah. Must be that's the most important part in Leil HaSeder. But if we look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and the Mishnah, it's not so simple. You see, the first halacha that we're all familiar with is, it's called En Kiddush Ela Bimkom Seuda. On Friday night, on Shabbat morning, you make Kiddush. You must have, after Kiddush, what we call a meal. It can be a cake, can be bread, but if somebody just made Kiddush and off he went, after the Kiddush he didn't do the Kiddush. He has to do it again. Before the meal, he has to do it again. By the way, some Chachamim, Rav Avadia, Rav Gamli Vilna, they say that if you don't have the real meal, it's nothing. I mean, you're hungry, you want to make eat something, so you make Kiddush and you have a piece of cake. But a lot of Chachamim say, but the Gemara says, En Kiddush. Kiddush is only in the time of a meal. It means after you did the Kiddush and you had a piece of cake, you did right. But the real meal that you're going to have soon, whatever you're going to have the meal, that's the meal. So they say the advice to do again Kiddush in the morning. At night time is no problem because usually people don't make Kiddush, don't have cake, don't have all these goodies in the morning, in the evening. But again, this is halacha. So it means like this, after you do Kiddush, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You have to put something else in your mouth besides the wine, if you had wine. I can't do it 2 hours later, because it's not the Suda. Here in Leil HaSeder, we're all familiar, we do Kiddush, the first cup of Arba Kosot. And then we start the Haggadah. We start the Haggadah, and Haggadah can take an hour, can take 2 hours, can take 3 hours. It depends how many people you have at the Haggadah, people ask questions, answer. So actually, you're going to wash hands for the matzah 2-3 hours later. Well, that's not acceptable. If you do such a thing on Friday night or Shabbat morning, after you hear Kiddush, you're going to have a piece of cake 3 hours later. or you're going to wash your hands without Pesachek 3 hours later, it's not acceptable. It means you have to do Kiddush all over again. The Kiddush must be, that's halacha. It's a Gemara, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Here in Pesach is different. It's different. After the Kiddush came Chachamim, whoever made the Haggadah, and the way it says in the Mishnah, it says first, it says the Haggadah. It says, listen, when I say Haggadah first, let me wash my hands. After the Kiddush, Matzah, Mitzvah, Hashem, very important Mitzvah. So we can have the Matzah. And then we say the Haggadah. Afterwards, we say the Haggadah. We say the Haggadah first. Haggadah will take hours. By the time I wash my hands, the Kiddush vaporized already. Not only that, according to the Haggadah, if you see, not only that we don't wash our hands, we have another cup of wine. Koshini shel arba kosot. Koshini shel arba kosot. It says, which was the Kiddush? Kiddush was the first one. So after the Kiddush, you had wine again. That's unacceptable altogether. After the Kiddush, you must have either mezunot or homosi. You can't have more wine, more wine, more wine. Not acceptable. Nevertheless, that's the halacha. Let's the way the seder is going to be conducted. It says, first Kiddush, and then Haggadah. Okay. I said the Haggadah. Comes the Gemara and says, the Mishnah says the Haggadah is not, you know, just a text by a text. It's an order in the Haggadah. So first, the Gemara says, the Haggadah you should do is mitzvah Hashem. Hashem wants you to say Haggadah. You gotta tell Ebincha, to tell your child. The Gemara says the Haggadah must start with something not such a pleasure event. Either, says the Gemara, you say, Mitchela Ovdei Avodah Zara Yu Avotenu. That's a paragraph in the Haggadah that you say, you know, first, our fathers used to worship Avodah Zara. Or the Gemara says, you have to say, Avadim Anyo Lefaru B'Mitzrayim. So, the Gemara says, it's a law. It's not, you know, that you read the Haggadah. It says, you must, the Haggadah has to start with something not so nice about us. But talk about us. Me. You know, my great-grandfather was Terach. What do you have to do with him? Well, it was Abraham's father. He says, I don't care about him. He says, no. He says, you have to start the Haggadah. To say, Terach, Avi Abraham, Avi Nachor. You have to say, in the Haggadah, in the text, it says, Mitchila, in the beginning of the Avodah Zarah Yavotenu. Our poor brothers used to worship Avodah Zarah. Who? Terach, Avi Abraham, Abraham's Terach. Abraham's father, okay, big deal. What has to do with the Haggadah of Pesach? If you say the Haggadah of Pesach, what has to do with the Haggadah of Pesach? Means, Baruch Hashem, I came out of Egypt. I don't have to say, my great grandfather Terach was Avodah Zarah. I don't care about him. I really don't care about him. Baruch Hashem, my grandfather is the first Jew, Abraham. Comes the Gemara, Konyanan, open your nose, you have to say, Avadim Ainu. Also, you know, I was living in Egypt. So why have to say I was living in Egypt? It means it's not, you know, just to say I left Egypt. The Haggadah should have started. Once upon a time I was in Egypt, and Baruch Hashem, I'm out. And then if you want to say later, you can say, listen, I happen to be in Egypt. No. That's halacha, that's how you have to start it. Very strange. This is how you have to do it. Then, we continue the Haggadah. And we say, we went down to Egypt, they gave us our time, and we screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem took us out, and Hashem gave all this makot to them, and finally we come outside, we come out. So before we wash our hands, we say part of the Hallel. We say Hallel Abdei Hashem, and then we say Betet Yisrael Mitzrayim. And then we're going to say bracha on the second. We're not going to say bracha. We're going to drink the second cup. Machloket. We do say. We don't say. And then we wash our hands. We didn't say the halal. Only first two paragraphs of the halal. The rest of the halal is going to be said after the meal. And the question is why? If we start say halal, say the whole halal. You don't want to start it. Say the whole thing after the meal. No. In the Haggadah, in the text, part of the halal is before the meal. Part is after the meal. Before the meal also, as the Haggadah goes on, now we're going to go back, there is a thing, it's called karpas. Karpas really, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, doesn't say what's the reason for that. You take a vegetable, you dip it in the salt water, or in vinegar. I said, Barapri, I didn't wash your hands, Barapri, Adama. Why are you having it? No. Well, a few hundred years ago, came one of the Chachamim and says, well, the world can't pass. If you take the letters and you switch them around, so if you take the Samech, Samech in numerical value of Samech is 60, well, I'm going to make it 600 instead of 60. And if you take the rest of the letters and you switch the position of the letters, it's going to become Parech. It means 600,000 people worked very hard in Egypt. So for this, I take a vegetable, I dip it in the water, I says, what's the purpose? It says, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, but that's what Shulchan Aruch says. There's a Maharil, you know, somebody came with this invention. Before, and the Mishnah doesn't say what it is. We don't know what it is. The Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah needs to do it. Our fathers did it 2,000 years ago. I says, what's that? He says, you take a vegetable. It says, well, sounds like exactly like Maharil. By the way, if you have only one kind of vegetable, says the Mishnah, you can take one vegetable. First you do it for Karpas, then you do it later for Maharil. Maharil is the same thing. Maror, same thing. Where you maror? Maror means, I remember, you take the letters or the horseradish, whatever you use for maror, and you dip it. And if you don't have that, you can do any vegetable that you want. It doesn't have to be very bitter either. If you take lettuce is not bitter. No. According to the Gemara, according to Shulchan Aruch, lettuce is the best. Of course, you have to have lettuce gushkavtiv, doesn't have any meat on it, any worms, any bugs on it. He says, you take the maror, he says, maror, they shall not live mashuma. You're going to say, in Agadah, why you ate maror? He says, that because the Egyptians gave us a hard time. So you did karpas already. So why you did maror now? Why you did maror? What's the purpose? Two times. It's the same exact thing. Here you dip it in salt water, here you dip it in the charoset. It's the same thing. Then after karpas, you do yachatz. You take a matzah. God even said, two matzot you have in front of you, we are Arminagis. Three matzot, you take the middle matzah and you cut it into half. He said, why are you cutting it? Yeah, I want to tell you something. This is to tell you that half of the matzah is going to be for a command for later. I said, why are you doing it now? Before you say Hamotzi Lechem, before you say Alechelat Matzah, you take the matzah and break it. He said, they don't say take it now. Why you have to break it now? Why are you breaking it now? Why are you breaking it now? You don't need it now. You need a command later. What is it now? So, you said Haggadah, and then just before we drink the second cup, Baal Haggadah, whoever wrote Haggadah, we don't know who it is, but they said it maybe Leon Navi, they have no idea who wrote it. And when this was delivered, was presented to us, also there's no information. No one knows. I'm going to say no one, but there's no information. We quote a Mishnah. Quote a Mishnah, Masechet Psachim, it says, Rabban Gamliel, היה אומר, כל שלא אמר שלושה דברים אינו בפסח לעשה דו חוותו. Means like this. You did the whole Leil HaSeder, and this one paragraph you missed. You didn't say that. You didn't say that. Doesn't matter why you didn't say that. You skipped a page, you were missing a page in the Haggadah, you were busy. Doesn't matter what. If you didn't say that sentence, the whole thing was in vain. The whole Leil HaSeder. You got to say that. What you got to say? Pesach matzah u'maror. You have to say like this. We have in this Leil HaSeder, in our time we don't have Pesach because we don't have Beit HaMikdash, but you got to say that. The Pesach matzah u'maror. You have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three mitzvot, Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach, and matzah and maror. And you have to say the reasons why we having it or why we had it. This sacrifice in time of Beit HaMikdash. The Pesach Zeh Sh'anu Ochlim Al Shuma, Sh'ayu Vatnu Ochlim Al Shuma, Pesach, this common Pesach that our fathers used to eat in time of Beit HaMikdash. Why? Al Shum She'Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Batei Bnei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim B'Nokfot Mitzrayim V'Bateinu Yitzil. This is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu skipped on the houses. So, we have a sacrifice called Pesach from the world skipping. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped, or maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy, Chamal, says the Gemara. This is what he used to be in Beit HaMikdash. Then you check the matzah in your hand, and you say in your right hand, you say, you know this matzah? This matzah I'm going to eat tonight. This is why you're eating matzah tonight. This is not because what you think. You think you're going to eat matzah tonight because we ate matzah in Egypt. No. Matzah zu she'anu ochlim al shuma. Why you eat matzah? Al shum. שלא הספיק בצקם של אבותינו להחמיץ ביצא ממצרים, עד שנגלה עליהם מלך מלאכי המלאכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא גלה מיד, שנאמר, יפו את הבצק אשר הוציא ממצרים, עוגות מצות כי לא חמץ, כי יצאו ממצרים, וגם צידה לא עשו להם. זה אגדה על זה. If you thought all the years that you ate matzah at night, it's because Hashem told us to eat matzah at night, and we did eat it in Egypt, you made a mistake. Let me explain to you what happened, and that's what you have to have in mind, and that's what you got to say. If you didn't say that, you didn't have it in mind, you ate matzah, you bought the first, the best matzah, your wife worked very hard, you sat at the seder, the whole thing was balash, nothing. You wasted your time. What you have to have in mind, tell you what you have to have in mind. Rav Gamliel says in the Mishnah, we were commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu to bake matzot in Egypt the day before we left Egypt. This was the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan. If you want to translate it in our time, this year is going to be like Friday. Friday, we had to bake matzot. We had to slaughter the sheep or the goat in the afternoon. And at night time, if we translate it to our time, this year, for example, the Mashiach will come. So Friday night, you're allowed to eat it. You cannot eat it before Friday night. You're not allowed to eat matzah the day before Pesach. And the sacrifice of Pesach that you're going to slaughter the day before Pesach, you may not eat until the night time. It's called the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan. So we did it. What we did is like this. We took flour in Egypt and water and we mixed it. And we watched. Should not be more than 18 minutes. And we took some part of the dough. We rolled it. We put it on the fire. And we had matzot. But I don't know why. We had left a lot of dough. It's amazing that each family, we're talking about millions of people, everybody had extra dough. But we didn't do matzot, we don't need it. So we had extra dough. Usually after 18 minutes, that dough becomes chametz. That's the halacha. Halacha is if you make dough, and the dough stayed 18 minutes, it's already you cannot use it for matzot. But we made matzot, but we had extra dough. We left it in the kitchen. We left it whatever we leave. When we came out of Mitzrayim, we came out of Egypt. This was the following morning. When we traded our time, it's Shabbat morning. Shabbat morning, Moshe said, "Okay, we're leaving. We didn't want to leave at the night time." The Gemara said, Moshe told Paul, "We can leave at night time. The Egyptians will wake up in the morning and say, 'Oh, they ran away.' No, we're going to leave after sunrise. All the Egyptians will see that we're leaving." Talking about millions of people, Exodus, can you imagine? With all the sheep and all the animals and everything, with our donkeys, we're leaving in the morning. We're leaving in the morning, says the Torah, the leftover dough that we had, we took it along. Well, must be chametz already, huh? Because it hours and hours, hours passed. Says the Gemara, no, you know what happened? They took the dough, they put the dough on the head. They love it so much. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the dough into matzah on the head. And that is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to eat the night of the Seder matzah, to remember what happened the following morning with the leftover dough that I took from Egypt. Not only did it not become chametz in Egypt, I took it, I loved it so much, instead to leave it down there in Egypt. What are you really in for? Well, I love it because, you know, that dough I made to have matzah the first time in Egypt. And I ate the matzah at night together with maror, with a piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach. And I had the leftover dough. So I took the dough, I put it on my head. The sun baked it on my head. And all of a sudden I felt I had matzah on my head. Can you, today you pay $25 a pound. Can you imagine it was for free? Got for free matzot on your head. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gave us a mitzvah, says Rabban Gamliel. Leila Seder comes, and you can have soon matzah. But I want you to know why we have this matzah. It's not because we had matzah in Egypt. Not because Hashem told us in Egypt to have matzah, no. Because in our time, the year after they left Egypt, Hashem wrote in the Torah. The reason why you can have matzah at Leil HaSeder is because in the morning after we left, the leftover dough became matzah. So, for this I have to have a Leil HaSeder. For this I should have it in the morning. What is it to be Leil HaSeder? Leil HaSeder is the 14th day at night. I sit down on the Seder. This is in Egypt also. We ate it. But that's not what Hashem wants me to eat. Matzah? Hashem wants me to eat to remember what happened. When I left Egypt, I had it on my head. And it all became matzah. So Hashem wants me to remember it. If Hashem would want me to eat, I don't know, it's a big miracle. But still, this has nothing to do with the night of Leil HaSeder. This has to do with the morning. Hashem should have given us that mitzvah in the morning. In the morning, we should have matzah. So why are you having matzah in the morning? Because you know, a few thousand years ago, in the morning, the day after we left, the leftover dough became matzah. But not the night, no. Okay, now we wash our hands, we have matzah. There's a whole procedure about the matzah. So first of all, that's the halacha. This is crucial, this halacha. The size of the matzah that you have to have. So by Erev Tuchlu Matzot, the Gemara says that when you eat, it means that's at least something that's called food, that you eat it. Amim said, if you want to do it right, that's how you have to do it. Either half of a round matzah or full square matzah. You say two brachot, amotzi lechem min haaretz, and asher kitom mitzvah mitzvah no lechalat matzah. You can't have anything on it. You know, say, I want to put something on it, you know, egg, or I want to dip it in something, I want to put charoset on it, I want to, you know, it's tasteless, you know, just made flour and water. I want to put some sugar in it, some honey in it, something. You can't do nothing, no. It should be eaten like this. You have to lean on your left side, eat it within 2.5 minutes, that part. Can't talk, can't do nothing. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, fine. The next thing that you have to eat is maror. Take a piece of vegetable, you dip it in the charoset, you're not allowed to have charoset on it. Because if you have charoset on it, that cancels the maror in your mouth. You just have to dip it. The second, take it out, shake it. You want it, you love charoset, you want to eat it later? You can have as much as you want. But right now, that's the halacha. You cannot have it. You can't have maror with it. So I eat from this. I eat also. It's 27 grams. You're still not talking. Then you have to take, says the Agada, it's Gemara and Masechet Pesachim. Rabbim say, don't say it yet, don't say. Just take a piece of matzah. Again, you have to have the same size. It's not a small piece. You have to take either half a matzah of a round matzah or a full square one. Put on this again, whatever you use for the maror. Lettuce, romaine lettuce, of course, has to be Gush Katif, no worms on it, no bugs. Or you take horseradish, if you're strong enough. And you want to make a sandwich, I'll make a sandwich. But also dip it in the charoset, just dip it, pick it up, eat it. Lean on your left side, eat it. This is why you're doing it. This is why Hillel said it. Hillel, in time of Tamikdash, Zecher Hillel. Hillel is the president of Am Israel, he said that's what he got to do. In time of Tamikdash, if you take the matzah and the piece of meat of the sacrifice of Pesach and the maror, eat it together. Shenemar. Al matzot meorim yochlu, Hashem wants you to have it together. Hashem wants me, what is this, Burger King? Hashem wants me to have together. Hashem told me, eat matzah. Okay, I eat matzah, but Gamliel said, why I have to eat matzah? I have a piece of meat, I know why I have a piece of meat. I have maror, I know why I have maror. Hillel said, no. Not enough to eat one by one. We don't know what the halacha is, the Gemara says, like Hillel, there was president of Am Israel, or the Chachamim, they did not agree with him. So first we take matzah, and then we take maror. In the Beit HaMikdash, they also took the sacrifice of Pesach. Hillel lived in the time of Beit HaMikdash, and he said, no, you got to have it together in your mouth, a sandwich. What is this? What is this? Sandwich? What is a sandwich? He said, well, I see Hashem said it, he said. The Torah says, Al matzot merorim yochlu. The Torah says the word yochlu, after the Torah talks about the sacrifice of Pesach and Matzah and Maror, it says, yochlu, this must be a sandwich. Must be a sandwich. Rabbi said, why a sandwich? No one did before. He said, from now on, that's what you got to do. This the Gemara was machloket among the Chachamim. He said like this. Other Chachamim said like this. You know, the Gemara says, you know what? You know, just let's do it. We have to do it. Why every time you have machloket between Chachamim, you do both ways? In Agadah Shel Pesach, you see the text reads like this. Zecher le-migdash ki hilel. Kach haya oseh hilel. Kach matzah o-maror ve-kohan be-yachad. Why you have to do it? He said, Hashem said it. Okay, I want to know why Hashem said it. Why Hashem said I have to have a sandwich? I can't have one by itself. Very strange. Comes the Zohar and says the following. You know, on Leil HaSeder says the Zohar, if you want to know what's going on in Shamayim, Hashem calls all the angels and tell them, come, come, look. See all the people downstairs having Seder. And the angels come, says the Zohar, and they look downstairs, and Hashem said, look, look what happened. They're saying Haggadah. Says the Zohar, you know, when you do it, Hashem is very happy. Sheneemar, they say in the morning, every morning, Tnu oz le'elokim al Yisrael ga'avato v'uzo b'shchakim. It means, when you do it, like you give energy to Hashem. Tnu oz le'elokim. That's to say, Tnu oz le'Hashem. It says, Tnu oz le'elokim. Give energy to Hashem. Why? I can give energy to Hashem. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. You know, Nabi Yeshayahu says, a Mashiach will come, people will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sentence, Otcha Hashem ki anafta bi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much that you gave me a little bit of hard time in my lifetime. Thank you. What does it mean, says the Navi? Says the Gemara. You should know, En mitha belo chet, en yisurim belo avon. Says the Gemara, listen, you have some kind of difficulties in your life. Don't think you're innocent. And no such thing. If you have any kind of difficulties in your life, doesn't matter what it is, it means that you owe it. You owe it. You owe something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you pay back. It says the Gemara, you should know. There's no such thing that if you did something, Hashem will waive it. You can make a short sale with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can file chapter 11. File chapter 7, means you finished. But no such thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I did something, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's settle it. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaOmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatrani Vatru Chayav. If you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I'll make a deal with him. Says the Gemara, Hashem will take you upstairs right away. You say, you need something, you got to pay. What is the payment? Hashem will decide what's the payment. But you cannot just ignore it and not to have anything. Say, listen, let me tell you something, says the Gemara. You know, there are people, you know, they got rosy life. Me, I'm a religious person. And since I did Teshuvah and I became more religious, my life got even more difficult. What is this? Look at all these people. They're sinners, bad people, successful businessmen, good life, this, me too. Says the Torah. Umeshalem lesonav al panav la'avido. Lo yacher leshalmo. Says the Torah, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to owe anybody anything. If this is the way you found for yourself, have a good time. At the end, you're done. Finish. I mean, no, there's nothing else for you. Just forget about it. You saw, there's no soul, you go down the drain, finish. But if you want to have a payment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a little bit hard time in your life. That's the payment. If you didn't do any sins in this world, in this life, is the life before, not the life before, the world before. But you came here because your credit is not good. Your credit will be good, you've not come here again. You're not going to come here. You came here for a reason. And the reason, says Dari, says the Zohar, is because you got to do something to pay back your debt from before. Thank God Hashem wants to take payment from you. Can you imagine somebody, you know, didn't did not pay the mortgage a few months, a few years on his house, and all of a sudden they auctioned the house, and after a few months later, he comes to the bank, he said, I want to pay my mortgage. He said, mortgage? Which mortgage? You don't own a house anymore. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just can write off a person. He says, then he cannot pay anymore. He says, Otcha Hashem ka'anaf tabi, say Sharon Nabi. When Mashiach will come, people will realize, he says, oh, thank God, Hashem gave me a hard time. That's how I paid my bill. And that says the kapara, that's the forgiveness, says the Gemara. But you have to accept it with love, says the Gemara. If you complain, forget about it. If you complain, it's nothing. You have to know the hard time that I have. It says, you know, since I became more religious, you pay more now. If you're not religious at all, you do what you want, you got nothing to pay, because Hashem is going to wait to erase you from his list. Now that you want to be on the list, okay, so now you take the file and they say you owe this and this and this, you got to pay. That's what the Navi Yeshayahu says. This is right after it says, Nekel Yishuati, Eftachu Lefchad. It says, this is the time, Zali Varoni Yoshev Etzilion, Kadosh Bekirbech, Navi answered, and this is the chapter that Yeshayahu speaks, chapter 11, chapter 12. In Yeshayahu, that's one of the Haftarot, it says, when Mashiach comes, everybody is going to realize it. You should know. It's easy to say Hallel on something good happened to us. Everybody understands it, you know. You won the lotto. It's 290, I think, tonight. $19 million, you win it, you jump, you say Nishmat Kol Chai, Hallel. But if Chas V'Shalom a person loses something, by the bad day, he comes home, there's no appetite for dinner, his wife cooked, there's the hard day, no appetite, he goes to sleep. What a bad day, It's called lack of emuna. He says, you have to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same appreciation when he gives you, the same appreciation that he takes from you. Because when he takes from you, that means he loves you. Et asher yoav Hashem yochiach. Ashrei hagever asher teyasrenu ya. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he does something, the Mashiach will come and realize it's good. I had such a difficult time one time. That is the payment that I paid for the Ehu. That's how Hashem takes the payment. I says there was a big rabbi in Yerushalayim. His young daughter Lorena Lechem died. And this rabbi in Yerushalayim was Rav Kook's father. He was very punctual all the time, and he was never late to any meetings, anything. And the funeral of the daughter took place, and everybody was outside. It was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Everybody came to the funeral, hundreds of people, maybe thousands. And it doesn't come out of the funeral. Rabbi Kadisha is there. After 1 hour, he came outside after 1 hour. They asked him, Rabbi, what is this? Everybody waiting outside for the funeral. Why didn't you come outside? He said, let me explain to you something. When this girl was born, I was so happy. The same happiness you got to have when Hashem takes this baby back. Shenema. Yob said it. Hashem natan, Hashem lakach, Yishem Hashem evorach matavad olam. Says the Gemara, look. Yob's wife, Dina, told him, forget about it. You were very rich. Everything is beautiful. The whole thing is collapsing. Curse God, she told him. So Yob tells her, Kedaber achat hanevelot tedaberi. See, you're talking like an idiot. What's wrong with you? He says, when you have a hard time in your lifetime, nobody should have. But if you have a little hard time, just a little bit, you should know it's from Hashem. That's how you pay back your debt. But you have to be happy. Odcha Hashem ke'anaf tabi. Says Nabi Yeshayahu, Mashiach will come and say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very much that you gave me a hard time. He realized that that's what it is. So, that's what really what the Zohar hints. If we go back, that's how the Seder starts, and that's really how the Seder ends. So, you know, the matzah that we're going to eat is a big secret in the matzah. Big secret. By the way, I'm going to tell you, there was a guy that that was in jail in Turkey. An innocent Mashhadi guy from Milano happened to be there with the attack over there in Istanbul 20 years ago. Was in jail, couldn't get out. Somebody sent him. They went to a big Mikubal. Mikubal said, send him into the jail a piece of matzah, afikoman. He got it. The next week or something, they sent him back to Milano. No trial, nothing. There's a tremendous energy in the matzah. Tremendous. A piece of afikoman, if you have it in your house, you don't need insurance. You should have it in your wallet. Walk with it inside the wallet. It's a big protection on the person. The matzah is something very special. Very special. We used to hang it at the entrance to the house, on the wall. From the afikoman, a piece, small piece. Tremendous energy. What is the energy? So the Zohar, that's the guy that says Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Zohar really hints, and that's really how a person should know. The most important part in the Leila Seder is the Haggadah. Everything else falls into the Haggadah. Now that we have a mitzvah to say the Haggadah, and a mitzvah to have matzah, a mitzvah to have maror, no. The mitzvah is to say the Haggadah. What to say? To say that we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do we appreciate? Not we appreciate just the exodus that we left Egypt. We appreciate what and why we suffered in Egypt. What the Egyptian did to us. The hard time they gave us. We realize it. We had to go through that. Comes the Gemara and says, I'll explain to you. And you understand what I mean. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you. Night of Pesach. This is the night we're going to be released from slavery. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. You read the Torah, Parashat Lech, it says in the Torah that Hashem told Abraham, you know your children are going to be in Egypt and they're going to work very hard. So you had to go over there. He says, what's the reason you had to go over there? So the Gemara says, well, Abraham Avinu did what we call in America three boo-boos. Either he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I know I'm getting Eretz Israel. Either he drafted Rosh Yeshiva Eliezer to the army, or he took people that he captured from the war, instead to keep them and convert them, he gave them back to the king of Sodom. Says the Gemara, Masechet Nedarim, doesn't matter what. Hashem told Avram, Yado Atida, Ki Giri Zarcha B'Sorim, Ve'Abadu Mitnam L'Roshonam. It says in the Torah, black and white, you, as a Jew, going to end up in Egypt for 400 years. I says, why? Because your grandfather said something he's not supposed to say, not supposed to do. This is the punishment. This is the payment. 400 years of suffering. This is to clear the system from your grandfather. By the way, you know your grandfather, the way he did it is not because it's not his fault. Because some of the genes that he has inside himself are not pure. Because his father was Terach. Terach did Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu also until age 3 at least did Avodah Zarah, according to one opinion, according to other opinion. After age 3 did also. This is, the system is a little bit contaminated. And therefore, Avraham Avinu said things he's not supposed to say while he was talking to Hashem. Also did certain things he should not have done. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, to clear this, to clear your system, you're going to have to go into jail. You have to go to Egypt for 400 years. So therefore, the Gemara says the Haggadah must start this way. It says, that, no, it's not. Okay, did you just give us a hard time? They gave you a hard time? True. But it says black and white in the Torah, they would give you a hard time. So, you know, I went down to Egypt, I paid my grandfather's bill. And I went down to Egypt. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. And that's what the Zohar says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the angel, said, look, my children. Look at my children. So what look at the children? My children appreciate the hard time they had in Egypt. So the Hallel, Hallelujah Avdu, Hallelujah Avdei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, he praise you. He praise you for everything. Yov said to his wife, you got to praise Hashem when He gives you 290 million, Hashalom when He takes from you 100,000. I said, you say, thank you. I had a hard time. I didn't have the best day in the world today in the business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know why. Because I had to pay a debt. I paid back what I owe from this life, from the life before, from this world, from the world before. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the angels. So why Hashem is calling the angels? Because the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He called the angels. And He says, Vayomer Elokim naseh Adam betzalmenu kidmutenu. Hashem called the angels and said, let create a person. Says the Gemara, that a lot of angels told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't create them. Kulo sheker. The man is going to do this, the man is going to do that. Don't create. Now, it says, don't do it to them. Don't give them Torah. Forget about it. Eliyahu Navi, according to one version, was one of the angels. Don't create mankind. Here comes the night of Pesach. He called the angel and said, look, you see the people that you told me not to create, they did not behave maybe in this life or the life before, but they said, thank you very much for suffering in Egypt, and thank you very much for taking me out of Egypt. So the Hallel on Pesach, and the Haganah, says the Gemara, Matchil b'gnut m'sayim b'shevach. You have to start. You say, listen, b'tchila ovdei avodah zara yu avotenu. You have to say, Terach. Abi Abraham and Chol. You say, my great grandfather did avodah zara. Why are you saying it? I say, don't you know why I'm saying it? Because he worshipped avodah zara, my grandfather's father. Therefore, my grandfather did not do the right thing, Abraham Avinu. And therefore, I was in Egypt to pay his bill. My grandfather owed the bank. I went to the bank, I paid for him. Here's the karpas. Karpas is for the slavery. You take the karpas, before you start the meal, I say, let me explain to you something, the Haggadah. I says, I do certain things now, before I start the Haggadah, that I know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, Abadim, I was a slave in Egypt. And my grandfather used to worship Avodah Zarah. And therefore Hashem promised Abraham in the Torah that I'm going to be in Egypt, I'm going to work very hard. And Baruch Atah Hashem Borei Pri Adama, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Thank you for what? For making this vegetable? But this, he said, no. This is the Gemara, that's what you have to think in your head. That vegetable resembled the suffering in Egypt. But you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Thank you Hashem. I suffered in Egypt. Thank you very much. So that's how I paid my bill. Let me go. We go through the Haggadah. Before we go to the Haggadah, you say, Yachatz. Take the matzah, break the matzah. You know what I mean by break the matzah? I tell you. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you something. Matzah is called lechem oni, a poor bread. Poor bread means that the bread should not have any taste. There's flour and water. I want to put something on it. Nah, can't put nothing. Says the Gemara, what is really behind it? Well, in Hebrew, oni means also la'anot. It says, you have to say the Haggadah on the bread. It says, while you're saying it, when you say the Haggadah, you should have the bread, the matzah in front of you. It says, why I have to say it in front of it? It says, soon I'll tell you why. But listen, before you start saying the Haggadah, take the matzah and break it. It's going to be a pusa, it's going to be a piece of matzah. It says, because a poor person usually has a small piece. And you got to say the Haggadah on this piece now. And this piece you're going to say, that's the matzah you're going to eat later. But I want to explain to you soon what's really behind it. But the Haggadah is the most important. So it means like this. And Kiddush Rabim comes to Ura. After Kiddush, of course, I have to have a meal. But this is the meal. It means like this. That after I do Kiddush, let's say, I don't have the cake, I don't have the challah. So I go someplace to get the challah. So I'm busy. Bringing the challah, bringing the cake, it's Kiddush Mekom Seula. He says, I can have the matzah now. Before you say the Haggadah, you can have the matzah. The matzah has to get inside it, the Haggadah. When I say the Haggadah, something is going to happen to the matzah. Soon we'll see what's going to happen. But something is happening to the matzah now. The matzah has to be on the table. Why do you say the Haggadah? You can't have matzah in the kitchen and say the Haggadah here. No. You have to have the matzah here. And you have to hold it on your table, and you say the Haggadah, and you say 2 hours, 3 hours Haggadah, and this goes into the matzah. And then, soon you see what's going to happen. This is the Gemara, let me explain to you. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, you have to have maror lela seder. Maror. What's maror? So the Mishnah said, maror is to remember. Maror is to remember the hardship we had in Egypt. He says, since when, on the day of happiness, you have to remember the agony? You have Yom Atzmaut. The day before Yom Atzmaut, you have Yom Hazikaron. You don't have, on the day of celebration, you have something in the same day to remember the hardship that you had. The hardship was before. We suffered in Egypt before. Okay, so you have the Maror, the day before Pesach. Hashem wants me to remember. I remember the day before Pesach. And Leila Seder, as the day of redemption, Hashem wants me to have Maror. I said, why have Maror? To remember that we had a hard time in Egypt. I said, it's not the place tonight. Tonight is the day we left Egypt. Hashem wants me tonight to have Maror. I said, yeah, you don't understand. It's not to remember the hardship. It's to thank for the hardship. When you have the Maror, Leila Seder, says Hillel, Nasi Israel, he said, you know what? Hashem wants you really to have the Matzah and Maror together anymore. Because it's the same concept. He says, Matzah resembled freedom. We left Egypt. Hashem baked the leftover dough on our head and it became Matzah. He says, it shows we left Exodus. Hashem said, listen, next year is going to be Pesach. I want you to have Matzah and Maror together. In Egypt also I wanted to have it together. Because I want you to know, it's not to remember the hardship. It's to appreciate the hardship that you had in Egypt, because at least you paid the bill. So the Haggadah, says the Zohar, is the most important part. It doesn't say Hashem called the angel and says, look, my children are having wine, my children are having matzah, my children sing Hallel. When you say Hallel to Hashem, it means you appreciate. But I don't appreciate Exodus. Everybody appreciates Exodus. I appreciate what was prior to the Exodus. The suffering in Egypt. It says in the Torah, we had to go through this. I'm happy I went through that. That's how I paid my bill. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy and told us, listen, you see, you told me not to create a person. You're right. They didn't behave. But now they pay the bill. You pay the bill. They love to pay the bill. And it's called Tnu Oz Lelokim. It doesn't say Tnu Oz Lashem. Elokim. Because it says, Yomer Elokim Nasi Adam. It says, when you do it, Hashem so called is very happy. He told the angels, you see, you know, you're right and I was right. You're right not to create because he will do damage. But I was right, I created him, but he damaged, but he paid the bill. So, now he's innocent. The night of Pesach, he paid the bill. Comes in early, says, listen, you have to eat something like a sandwich, but you have to eat together. The matzah and the maror together. And he says, because Hashem wants you, because that's the trick of the night of Pesach. You know, happy, I'm out. I'm happy that I'm out. I'm happy I was in. I'm happy that I paid my bill. Comes the Rabban Gamliel and said, listen, with all the respect, you got to say it and understand it. So listen, three things Hashem wants you to say on Pesach, on that of Pesach, and you have to have this kavanah. In time of Hamikdash, they had a piece of meat, the goat from the sheep. It says, Hashem skipped on the houses. It means, this is the beginning of redemption. Then, matzah. So why you eat matzah? I tell you why you eat matzah. Matzah you eat because in the morning, the day after we left Egypt, we took leftover dough, and Hashem baked it on our head, and became matzah. Okay. Now, what happened? It says, what happened with that matzah I have in my head? And what the Gemara says, for 30 days, millions of people, just men between 20 and 6,600, wives and small children, babies, everybody. What did they eat in the desert? First 30 days. Says the Gemara, each one took off his head. It took a piece of matzah that was baked on his head, and he took a crumb in his mouth. And he ate one crumb in the morning, one crumb in the afternoon. This was breakfast and lunch. We were happy, more hungry, and the taste was the taste of the man that we're going to have 40 years in the desert. This is the matzah. So when you said the Haggadah on the matzah, you said like this, I'm very happy that I suffered. I'm very happy you took me out. But let me tell you something. You know, when I left Egypt, next morning, the leftover dough on my head became matzah. And you did it for me. You know why I did it for you? Because we realized something. we realize that because we appreciate you, because we thank you, we didn't complain, and we didn't ask questions, we got free breakfast, free dinner every day for 30 days from that piece of matzah. And the taste was not a matzah. The taste was man. Any taste we had in mind, that's why we tasted the crumb. For this, Hashem wants me to have matzah at the night of Pesach. This is the whole reason, says Rabbi Gamliel, you have to have it in your mind. That I'm going to eat matzah tonight to remember not the matzah that I ate at night in Egypt. What Hashem did to me after I left. And what happened to that leftover dough. That this was enough for 30 days and tastes so good, was something like a food of an angel. Says the Gemara, Lechem Abirim Achalish. Says the Gemara, the man that we ate in the desert 40 years. This is a physical energy of food, but it comes down like rain comes down, like hail comes down, like snow comes down. They're not in the sky. In the cloud, you don't have rain. You don't have hail. You don't have snow. In the cloud, you have some kind of gases that eventually, when it comes down, becomes physical. When the man came down, became physical. But upstairs was an energy. This is the fuel, says the Gemara. The angels, Hashem, fueled the angels with that. It means we came to that stage to be like angels. They said we didn't complain. We appreciate that. Angels don't complain. Therefore, Gemara says this is the secret of the Leil HaSeder. It's not the matzah, it's not the maror, it's not the korban pesach. It's the whole thing is the Haggadah. To be serious, says the Shtoyev, to say the Haggadah seriously, not to talk any nonsense the night of Pesach. And you say it while the matzah is there, and you have the matzah, and you have the matzah, and you say, listen, I appreciate this is the matzah I resembled the man, resembled energy, resembled that Hashem baked on our head when we left Egypt a piece of dough, that was sufficient because we were in the stage of angels, because we appreciate. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just for the Exodus, for redemption. We appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu also that He let us pay the bill. I says the Gemara, oh, now I understand. You take a maror. I said, well, I did it already, karpas. No. Karpas, the Tosfot said, the Rishonim say, was what you paid the bill for your grandfather. As I said in the Torah, maror is because you gave a hard time to Yosef. Sheneemar, vayemareru varobu. It says, the hardest thing that Paro slaughtered 300 babies a day and took a bath in the blood, took babies, put them in the walls of the wall of Egypt, and did all these crazy things. This is a payment that we gave hard time to Yosef. It's two concepts. We paid two times, two credit cards. Credit card of Abraham Avinu is the karpas that Hashem told Abraham, you're gonna end up to pay the bill what you did now, 400 years of slavery. But by Maru et Chayim, Avodah Kasha says, what is this? This is that because you gave our time to Yosef. This is how, that's how you pay the bill. So that's how we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what Zohar said. HaKadosh Baruch is so happy, he calls up the angels and says, look, they say Halel. So you have to remind the Halel, and Ella said, it's not just Halel, thank you, I'm free. Of course I'm free. But I'm also understand and appreciate what happened to me in Egypt. It's no isurim below avon. Any difficult the person is in your lifetime, says the Gemara, you should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's called isurim shel ahava. He says, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, thank you for giving me a hard time. I know I owe something. I know that's how I paid it. Thank you for paying it. If a person will do it with the same happiness, that's called a redemption. That's what Hillel said. You have to have the maror together, the masah together, on the same together. Chew it together, swallow it together. This is because it's the same concept. It's called happiness. Happiness for being free. Happiness that Hashem let us pay the bill. This is Baruch Hashem. We finished the bill. We pay the bill. Now we're clear. But now we're going to Israel. We start the Haggadah. We were slaves. Says this over here. Next week we're going to be in the way of Israel, because I understand. I pay the bill. I have to go back. I have to go to Israel. That's Hashem told Avraham Avinu.
He says, after you pay the bill, you go to Israel. Because you can't go to Israel unless you pay the bill. He says, I pay the bill. So that's the whole purpose of the Haggadah, is to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the difficulties that I have. The whole door of a door. Hayav Adam Elot Muka Yatzah B'Mitzrayim, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. A person has to imagine that he is coming out of Mitzrayim. Who are you kidding? He sits in the house. He says, I just came out of Egypt. Came out of Egypt? He came out of Egypt. He came out of the jacuzzi. He came out of Egypt. What do you mean he came out of Egypt? Says the Gemara, no, behold over door of a generation. The Dela said that you have to think that you come. No, you don't understand. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means like this. Every generation, you have to feel the same feeling they felt. What they felt, they're not the going out. They felt they paid the bill. And it says, I feel the difficulties that I had prior to Leila Seder, from last year, Pesach, until today, I had some days, some Yomassal, Yombassal, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And it says, I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good and the bad. The same way that you feel good things coming, the same way you have to feel, good that happened to me. I know I paid the bill. I know something broke in my house. Good. I paid the bill. He says, I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Every letter said that, that's how you have to feel. And you raise your stage to angels. For this, you have to have the matzah. Because the matzah resembled the food of an angel. The matzah says, don't have anything in the matzah. Nothing. He says, like the man. Was popcorn. Was nothing. Tasteless. You put it in your mouth, any taste you wanted, you had it. Because this is like an angel. Angel never complains. Every angel is always happy. Everything is good for him. As the Nabi Shaul said, Mashiach will come. He said, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything. Here I am going to make the mitzvah of Amen.
Amen.